Hello, this is me going on sports. I love you. Basically, the subject that we're going to talk about is Skip Bayless. Why does disrespect for so many people with Skip Bayless has to stop? It's getting to the point where he's disrespecting his own co-host several different times. Called him basically a bum-ass nigga. Compared to Tom Brady, he ain't used those words, but that's what he's saying. That he is jealous of Tom Brady, and he's a bum compared to Tom Brady because Tom Brady is going to retire older than Shannon Sharp, which Shannon Sharp retired at 35, and Tom Brady's still playing at 45. Not really saying that Tom Brady better get hit, and they protect quarterbacks for the last 15 years or whatnot, because they ain't want quarterbacks to get hurt. But anyway, back to the subject. Skip Bayless' blatant disrespect for the black community is utmostly ridiculous. The black community must see and cancel this man. We gotta hold him accountable. We gotta start holding people accountable when they disrespect us. Because the Jewish community does, the Hispanic community does, everybody else does. They hold people accountable when they get disrespected by public figures. Look what the Jews did to Kyrie Irving. We gotta hold people accountable. We gotta have people so scared that they immediately apologize, kind of like Jalen Rose did on ESPN. Come on now, I know this social commentary isn't usually what I talk about on this sports podcast, but it has to do with culture. It has to do with our culture. People has to stop disrespecting the culture, aka black culture. This is getting crazy. Like, Skip Bayless has been so disrespectful on so many different levels and stood his ground, and black people forgave him. No, we don't need to forgive. We need to attack. We need to attack and get him to lose some sponsorship, hurt him, and hurt the pockets of these people. Yes, we can do stuff like boycott and start watching First Take, or get up the other two sports shows that are on at the same time as Shannon versus Skip. And as a matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do? Me, myself, I'm going to boycott until I see any kind of different behavior. Yes, I will still watch Shay Shay interviews on the internet, but I'm boycotting Skip Bayless and his show. Real talk, today is the last day that I decided I'm going to watch his show. Kind of like when I put Vlad TV on timeout for a little bit. I'm back watching clips, but I'm not watching whole interviews of Vlad. I refuse to watch whole interviews of Vlad. I may watch this clip of Vlad, but the person has to be so interesting. I have to respect the person so much that I will watch a clip of Vlad. But other than that, I'm not watching Vlad TV interviews because of him, his disrespect to the culture archon. We gotta gatekeep our culture, people. This sports podcast is something about a sports subject and about a culture subject that people from other things and other cultures disrespecting the culture. This is blatant that Skip Bayless would get in his mind and think that he can get away with this. It's kind of like the black girl follow train. They follow black women, and white women was like, why can't we be included? No, it's the culture. It's only for black people. Real spill, you know what other people did? The Latinos did their own thing and started to follow the culture. But the follow train was the only number one trending thing for black people. Not black people, but TikTok overall. I think it's still the number one trend. But inhale, anywho, back to the subject. Skip Bayless needs to be punished by our culture. And I feel as though when Skip Bayless tried to disrespect Shannon Sharp's career and take personal shots, like Shannon said, if I was Shannon, I'd have put hands on him. on air just to prove a point. Real spill, we gotta start doing it because the white people all of a sudden are not scared of us anymore. I've noticed within the last 10 years, they're not scared of us anymore. We need to put that fear back in their heart. We need to do our thing. Start slapping the hell out of them when we call us the N-word. Not just being shocked and recording. Put hands on people, bro. I encourage it. But anywho, anyhow, anyway, I feel as though Skip Bayless needs to be canceled by our culture, the black culture. This is Mingo No Sports. I love you. Peace.